Well, my message is that the people of South Sudan, already they are tired of being outside their country. They're looking forward to see, and they were looking forward to go to their own place. And what I would like to say, the very important message is actually true forgiveness and reconciliation, because people need to forgive and we need to reconcile. You know, there are a lot of atrocities. There are a lot of something happening. If we don't focus on forgiveness and then we reconcile, it is difficult to stay together. So I think this is the period where all the peace actors, including the church, we have to look forward to ensure that even the big people, even our President Salva Kiir Mayardit and even the Riek Machar, coming together in time is good, but that true forgiveness and reconciliation should take place from top to the grassroots. When we reconcile, it means this leads us to stay together in peace, because we have forgiven each other, we have come together, then we will be able to sit together, to plan together, to develop together, and to strategize together in our own nation. And we need to do that so that South Sudan will rise from all these kind of things. Forgiveness and reconciliation is an emphasis on this revitalized peace, because people have lost confidence in many other things. And I think the steps they have taken, those of Dr. Joe, the steps taken by the IO commanders and people, South Sudan People's Defense Force, is really a kind of positive thing. And I think what we need to continue doing is let them really continue to air out the hearts of forgiveness and let them continue to reconcile both the army and even the civil servants. We, the civil servants, the church members, and whoever is a South Sudanese, we have to look forward to forgive one another. This is the message.
Thanks.
I would like to lead to the people.
Thank you.
And with this, we will be able to work together. With the heart of forgiveness and reconciliation, we will be able even to share our resources. With the forgiveness and reconciliation, we will be able to teach ourselves, and we will be able to learn from the past, so that we will not be able to repeat such a thing. And it is my hope that there are no other evil plans behind it. But if they are there, it is our prayer as church. We should be out, and we should look forward towards making real peace for the people of South Sudan.
Thank you very much, Bishop, for talking to Radio Miraya.